This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. At age 21, this pianist has already racked up some pretty big honors, including the Gilmore Young Artist Award and an Avery Fisher Career Grant. Conrad Tau has shown promise as a composer as well, and 2 years ago was commissioned to compose a piece commemorating the assassination of John F. Kennedy. That commission came from the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, where Conrad Tau is now serving as artist in residence. Conrad Tau's latest musical adventure is Pictures. It's a recording featuring contemporary works, including one of his own, interwoven around Modeste Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition.
This is a piece that I've grown very close to, and it's a piece that feels very personal, actually, and it's heterogeneous, which I love. It traverses so much emotional and sonic terrain in 30 minutes.
The most honest pictures are those taken candidly. Conrad Tau says the same is true with this collection of pictures.
I just kind of showed up at a studio and recorded it, and most of it's actually a live performance. I wasn't really even intending to do much with it. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. It was just showing up at a studio and being like, okay, well, I've got time. Let's do this thing.
As it snowballed and started to turn into an album, Conrad started to look at the connecting threads of Mussorgsky's piece.
Pictures is a piece about memory, and it's a reflection on loss, and it uses images to explore these themes, and that's really what this whole album is about. So we kick this off with Cage by David Lang from his memory pieces, which were published as a set in 1992. And Cage aims to capture sort of the mystery of John Cage's scores. For 6 minutes, it's just a tremolo between two notes. It's hazy and it's kind of insistently unclear, and it you know, it's like it's constantly seeing something that doesn't really come into focus. It literally is sonically untethered, and I'd like to think that it kind of hopefully untethers an audience from any expectation they might have.
Conrad Tau's piece, A Walk for Emilio, was inspired by the piano teacher with whom he studied as a child, Emilio del Rosario.
We called him Mr. D. He was my first piano teacher who really kind of introduced me to anything you might call standard repertoire. He was wonderful. He was like a kind of a grandfather figure.
Emilio died in 2010, leaving quite an impression on his young student.
Especially whenever something big happens and whenever a performance goes well, whenever something new is going on, for a brief moment I'll kind of entertain the thought of, you know, what would Mr. D say, and what would our conversation sound like? So this is a piece that sort of considers the weird, contradictory feeling of even thinking about an imagined memory. Like, what is it like to imagine a memory that you've never had and you never will? And then we have Pictures at an Exhibition, which of course is kind of the big exploration of loss through images. I mean, that's kind of it sets that archetype in a way. You know, people have really explored the potential of this piece, and I find myself when I'm playing it reflecting on personal experience and sort of the various people that I want to pay tribute to. This piece is so heterogeneous sonically that it means that you can really explore everything. You can explore all these little craggly crevices of what loss feels like.
Reflecting on memories and loss, that's what brings meaning to Pictures and to the sonic terrain of this recording of the same name with pianist Conrad Tau. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.